You are now listening to Off the Rails.
Ah! Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Off the Rails, your show hosted by me, Samuel Bierman. And joined alongside me are my two co-hosts right here. Who is this man right here?
My name is Jason Brown.
Yeah,
that's
Jason
a great
Brown.
Way to start off the episode.
And, that's a great way. School.
I am Brody West. I go to Mooresville High School. We finally got Jason to be a permanent co-host. Thank you.
Astounding. Because Jason, you are an amazing person. Funny Aww. Man. Yes.
Thank you, Peterman.
We got to talk, don't we?
We
got a lot of things to talk about.
Want to do like small talk first and see how we did this last week?
Okay, small talk. So, Brody, how was your weekend?
My week was good. I didn't go into a ditch. No, I didn't get stuck in my yard again.
Okay, good.
So
good.
That was good.
Very nice.
I chilled at a friend's house. We kind of just hung out, and then we went and got McDonald's together. It was fun.
And Brody?
You mean Jason?
Jason.
I chilled at this girl's house. Me and her went to Starbucks.
Where'd you get Starbucks? What's your go-to order?
A strawberry lemonade acai.
Strawberry lemonade. Okay, good.
Then we went to Taco Bell, and then we started putting a game together.
Ah.
Yeah, that's really it.
Yeah, okay.
It's chill.
Well, you want to know how my weekend went?
No, we don't care about your weekend.
No, we don't care.
What the?
Ooh.
What? Why
no,
wouldn't you
care?
Care?
Go ahead.
You
no,
care? Okay, well, I went to go see all three races in Speedway.
Oh, yeah. You went with Garrett, didn't you?
I went with Garrett, a buddy of mine from Tri-West. He actually was the one that gave me the tickets. And a senior from last year,
yeah,
Owen. Man, I missed that man. But he's going to be going to college soon. I don't remember where. But they've moved forward. And it was fun. I got to see IndyCar and NASCAR. I did not expect NASCARs to be that loud. They were... You can't hear yourself think when you sit there in the arena. There's such a different feeling from being there and just watching it at home. It's
like baseball. It's the same thing.
It's like with any sport. There's such a difference with being there and just watching it. But other than that, hung out. I went to a candy store. And, well, after the races, I went to the candy store. And I got some root beer candy. You know, like that stuff that tastes pretty... it tastes like root beer. You know,
exactly what
it tastes like. And it got me thinking, what other candies are made out of soda? So I started...
You know those little plastic cans that you used to get for kids?
Yes.
That fizz in your mouth?
Oh, the fizzy candy?
The fizzy candy that like actually came in like plastic cans.
And you can crack them open.
Yeah.
They kind of look like a...
They're like little cylinders.
They look like little pellets.
Yeah. But they were good.
They were good.
No, they were nasty.
What?
I hated them.
They're
every
so
time
good.
I got them.
Okay.
Especially the Sprite one.
Okay.
That was terrible.
You're tripping. All
right. You are not making any sense. The lemon lime... Pretty decent. The grape one
was good. The orange one was good.
The orange one's nasty.
This man just does not like candy. Do you like candy?
Do you like
Jason?
Candy?
Yeah, I like candy.
Favorite candy?
Ooh. Like candy? Like.
Go to candy. Like you are in a gas station. You are hungry, but not so hungry you want to eat like a sandwich or a hot dog. You want something sweet. Your go to.
I usually get donuts.
That's not candy.
But like.
It's sweet, but it's not a candy. It's a breakfast food.
No, donuts is a 24-hour thing.
You are goofing. This is the goofy sound effect.
Eh?
This is the goofy sound effect.
You're telling me donuts are not 24/7?
They are. No, donuts are good. Do not get me wrong on that.
No,
but
no,
that's
no,
not
no.
a candy. That's not candy.
It's technically is.
No.
It's not. It's pastry.
Yeah?
It's a pastry.
Are we going to have the hot dog hamburger conversation again? Because this is going to what it's going to want to turn into.
Donuts are technically candy.
No. Mm-mm. They're pastries.
Gosh.
So does that make cake candy? Does that make ice cream candy? Popsicles candy? Tell me.
Since we're going off this logic, okay. I mean, technically, yeah, because they're both bad for your teeth, right?
Every food's bad for your teeth.
No, not every
except
food.
Apples.
No, apples. Apples have acid in them. They will still wear your teeth down.
Everything is bad for your teeth.
No, not carrots.
Not carrots. Explain.
I actually eat carrots every day. I have like 3 bags of carrots every single day.
No, explain. How are carrots not bad for you?
Because they come from the ground. They have natural things in there.
Like, so do apples.
So do potatoes. You eat a potato and it gets stuck in your teeth?
But like that, what does that prove?
Well, what are you trying to prove?
I don't know.
What are you trying to prove to me right now? Why are we having this argument?
I don't know.
See? Exactly.
Okay, so pick a candy that is like just everybody agrees that it's a candy.
Licorice.
Licorice?
Are you talking about like Twizzlers?
No. Black licorice.
Okay.
You're psycho.
Hold on a second. Wait. Are we talking like the strong burns a little in your mouth licorice or
I don't
the
know. I never
light
had it
taste?
Before. I was just kidding.
You were just kidding.
Okay.
You can't just lie to me like that, man.
Nah, but probably some sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles are tough.
Sour Skittles are pretty good. That's a good option.
Or
you can get them just about anywhere.
Or like the silly straws, like with the green, the red, the yellow.
Those were absolutely amazing.
Yeah. You know, like
sour
football games.
Football
games and stuff.
Football
yeah.
games, dude. Everybody be wanting one of those.
Hey, bro, let me get one, bro. Come on, bro.
It's just the same thing like in gum in school. It's
yeah.
Like, hey,
same with
sauce
gum.
Sauce it over.
You pull out a bag of candy of any kind, and just everyone wants a piece for some reason. Everyone all of a sudden becomes your best friend and wants a piece. And I don't quite understand that because it's my candy. I bought it.
Pyramid, stop talking right now. What is the best Little Bites flavor of all time?
Best what?
Little Bites.
You know the muffins?
Oh, the muffins?
Little muffins.
Ooh, I've only had 3 variations. I've had blueberry,
ew,
chocolate, and birthday cake.
Birthday cake is tough.
Birthday cake isn't bad.
Birthday cake is good. It's the best one.
So, in my ranking of those 3, birthday cake, chocolate chip, and
blueberry.
From best to worst.
I think we all agree on that one, yeah.
Party cake is the best one.
It's the
I actually got 2 in my bag right now.
Hand them over.
Give me $2. I got you.
I don't feel like spending any money. Anyway.
See what happened last night, guys? At 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. My AI.
Yeah, your AI. So, Snapchat. And this is not our opinions. This is our opinions. It's not the opinions.
These are the opinions of us, the Off the Rails team, not the opinions of Wayne Township. These are our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our way of doing things. So
I feel like Rod Wave is top 5.
All right, we're good now.
Okay. Rod Wave needs to drop, though. He's like, oh, I'm gonna drop in July.
All right. Well, anyways, what about this AI thing?
So basically last night it is an AI. So that means it is not a real person, it's a machine. This machine is not a picture generating machine yet, I don't think. Because if it was a picture generating machine and it was a text generating machine, it would be one of the most groundbreaking things in all of the internet. So it's not a picture generating machine, which means it can't post pictures. So when it posted a picture, or no, it was a video, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a video, which is even crazier. Because that's not, we can't do that yet. Like good videos for AI, you can't do that yet.
So wait. What did it do exactly?
It posted on its public story.
How?
No one knows.
I don't know.
We have no idea.
Did someone tell their AI to just post a story?
Or? No, they just did it.
And then
when you were like, hey, what's this? Because usually it responds like immediately. That's the code. That's what it's supposed to do. It left you on open. Legitimately, didn't answer.
No, mine says, sorry, I'm having technical difficulties.
Yeah, but that was after they like put that programming in to say it. That basic for the first like 10 minutes after the story, it just didn't respond. It ghosted you.
Wow.
I don't talk to my.
I don't either. I was like, if I had Snapchat Plus, it would be off my. It would be off my feed.
Wait. How do I do it?
Do you have Snapchat Plus?
Of course.
Go to your Snapchat.
Uh huh.
I think it's in manage. You can like ask it like, hey, how do I remove you from my feed?
How do I get rid of you? How do I
get rid of this
thing? Cursed machine? How do I?
They scare me. It's scary.
I mean,
how good these are getting.
Machine, like, you've seen, like, AI covers of songs. Like, I've seen, like, Mr. Krabs sing Billie Jean. Like, that one's a pretty good one. I'm not gonna lie. It's weird.
I know.
Because all it is just a little bit of a soundbite over another person's song. That is so freaky to me that it's...
You can make any celebrity say anything you want.
It's both kind of creepy, kind of cool.
It's scary.
In the right or wrong hands, it depends on who's using it.
People could make a whole podcast of us without us even being here right now.
Yeah, that's
if they took our voices, put them into an AI generating, and they just typed a script.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it'd be different because we have like relationships and
yeah,
stuff.
We actually sound like human beings. We have our own personalities, and the AI can't.
I'm a rogue. That.
Dude,
are you good, bro?
No.
How you feeling, man? You feeling good about
this?
You're
like jittery today. It's funny.
Yeah, and I'm the one that cracked down an energy drink. Did you?
Guys, you like my outfit today.
Your outfit?
He stood up. It's yeah. I like the 11s. The 11s are tough.
All right.
Great. The gray.
I like. 11s. What kind of car is that on your shirt?
You don't know.
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to cars. Just like if I hit the dab, who's gonna stop me?
I mean, it kind of looks like a. Kind of looks like a. Dodge Challenger?
We'll see.
But I don't really know about the front one. Anyways.
AI, yeah. So, it's like, what is AI? What do we see in AI?
All this is just a list of code.
Yeah, but that's the code, it's like a, nobody knows how it works. Nobody who's made the AI is like, this is how it does this, this, and this, and this. Nobody knows. That's why it's so hard in the court to be like, well, it does this, this, and this, because nobody knows how it does this, this, and this.
Yeah,
they don't know.
They just kind of made it.
That's
kind of the one weird thing.
You just feed it things. You feed it code, and it makes itself, and it builds itself up.
That's the one weird thing I didn't really like about AI when it was initially made, is no one really knew what they were doing. They just kind of made it. And now we know that it's just a program that learns the more you throw information into it. It's kind of like a... what's the best way to describe it? It's like a, you know, like those portfolios you'd do for school where you'd like throw pictures, dates, and information on it.
Yeah.
It's like that, except with code and words. Mm-hmm. The more you throw onto it, the more it learns, the more, you know, can respond back. But
right. And the things sometimes they train it on is copyrighted and they don't buy it, which is the... But it's like a loophole because it's like the same thing as sampling and music. It's like it doesn't, because you don't know it's being used unless you can clearly state that this was being used this way. Just like a picture generative AI, it was being programmed or trained on Getty images. So eventually, it made like a soccer field, and it had, from what I heard, I didn't see the picture, but from what I heard, it had like a really bad Getty's image across the bottom.
Like a really bad watermark.
Yeah, like a really bad one that like looked like Getty Images watermark. I don't know what Jason is doing over here. Are you good?
I'm alive, but I'm dead.
You're having the time of your life over there, aren't you?
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean,
what do you think, Jason?
Oh, about the AI?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's really getting bad. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's really getting bad.
That's why some of the writer's strike is going on right now.
Yeah, because
they're scared they're going to get replaced by AI.
Yeah, because
of how cheap it is.
A machine can write a script. I mean, I've been getting ads for certain companies that are just... You can tell it's an AI that voiced it. It's so poorly made, but because it's so poorly made, it's cheap. You can literally do the minimum amount with a machine and make bank off of it. It's kind of scary.
It's also affecting companies.
Yeah.
There's this one company that is like a help tutoring company, and its revenue was cut by 93% in 1 month because of AI.
That's a big number.
I think the stock went from about $16 1 month to $9 the next month.
Yeesh. That's
it is a big drop off because of how, because it's a helping service when you have AI right there. I can be like, hey, what's this, this, and this, this way. Tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
And it just tells you.
Have you guys been on TikTok lately?
Yes.
Nope. I don't have TikTok.
Here, why are you lying? You have TikTok.
No, I don't.
Yes, no, he doesn't. I've seen his phone. He doesn't have TikTok.
Eh? You don't have TikTok?
Nope.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Just never really thought about downloading it.
Mm. So, like, what do you do all day?
What do I do all day?
I look at Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I've got Instagram.
He's got Instagram Reels.
I don't really look at Reels too much either. Honestly, what I do in my daytime, I don't really do a lot of social media stuff. Most of my stuff is just do school, go work out, come home, do homework, play video games, go to bed. Do all my stuff I need to do, and then I'm good.
W life.
Yeah. So, I don't really need TikTok. But
it takes a lot of time.
Go ahead with whatever you were saying.
Oh. Look, you forgot what I was going to say, too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
See, that's another thing. Train of thought.
Mm.
That is one of the strangest things I've ever had to experience, is having a thought, knowing exactly what you're going to say, and then somehow losing it. It is the weirdest feeling, but the best feeling is getting that thought back.
It'd be like a day after, too. It'd be like 2 days after, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a conversation with someone. A week later, you pick...
completely different person.
And you're like, oh, crap. Pick up the phone. Hey, you remember... Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Bada-bing, bada-boom. You're exact... Okay,
and
yeah.
And just like... And there's that like, no. Too.
Just, mm-mm. Do not remember this conversation whatsoever. Who are you? How'd you get my number? Like, it's one of the strange things.
Yeah, I really don't know what I was really going to say. But, you know, different topic, though. If you guys can live anywhere...
Oh, different topic?
Yeah, different topic. If you guys can live anywhere you want, where would that be?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
And Montana.
And you have Montana.
That is an odd. Okay, wait. Let him cook. Montana. What are you cooking?
Nothing. The stove is not even on. He's not able to cook.
Montana. It has decent Wi-Fi. Out. You can get decent Wi-Fi out there. You can get. It's away from people. I don't like being next to neighbors or anything. I don't like living in like suburbs. It's not. That's just not for me. But I also live at like near Yellowstone, so I can go into town and like socially interact too. So I think Montana is just like, it's just so secluded from everywhere. Everybody. Wyoming's too secluded. I would never go to Wyoming, but Montana's like right in the middle of that. And I like Indiana, and then there's Wyoming, and Montana's in the middle. I love it in Montana.
You said that it had good Wi-Fi?
Yeah. You can get, like, fiber internet out there.
You can get fiber optic internet anywhere.
No.
Yeah, you can.
You gotta be kidding.
You can get Ethernet anywhere. Okay. You just need an Ethernet cord.
Yeah, but still.
You're tripping off Wi-Fi. He said Montana. He already messed up.
I've been to Montana. It's a beautiful place.
Anywhere in the world.
It's a beautiful place.
Anywhere. In the world.
Anywhere in the world. I mean, there's a lot of places in the world.
He says Montana.
And
or Australia.
You
Australia
could
be cool.
Australia. Okay. Australia.
Sydney, Australia.
Too many snakes and giant.
Yeah. There's a lot of scary things in Australia, but I think that if you learn to deal with them, like how to counter them, you'd probably be one of the coolest people I'd ever meet. That's assuming you actually survive it down there.
Ooh, don't they be having snakes in their toilets and stuff?
Yep. Not only snakes, but a lot of spiders. A lot of really big spiders.
A lot of spiders.
Like, massive spiders. I'm not a big spider guy, but, yeah, no. I would not choose Australia.
Out of all places, nah, I'm going somewhere tropical.
Somewhere tropical?
Like Fiji?
Ooh, like, I'm building me a nice big mansion. I'm going to have grocery stores. Man, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to have a big house. I'm going to have exotic cars.
But where?
Anywhere.
Like, anywhere?
Anywhere in Fiji.
Anywhere Fiji, in okay. Fiji. Okay, well, Fiji. Now you got another thing to worry about. Yeah. Tropical storms.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit with a lot of those, man. And those, they're not fun to sit through. Because water is just a little bit north, south, east, west, wherever you are. And you're on an island. You are surrounded by water. There's no escaping any tropical storm that comes your way.
Tsunami or anything.
Okay, but you said Montana. So.
Well, hold on a second. We got a third expert. Rock, come here. Our little bystander hanging around.
The chair's so broken.
Tell me, where would you go?
Best place to live would definitely be more like Florida than an island. Because then you can come back, like, to your family wherever you need to go in the States.
You know, there's a lake in Florida that when there's tsunamis or tornadoes, there's a lake that is home to a lot of alligators or gators, and the storms pick them up and toss them at you. And also, there's a Florida man story a day, so you'd probably encounter one at some point, or turn into one.
This is not Sharknado. What are you talking about?
That is a real thing.
That would be an interesting experience. You're just hanging out in the living room, you get a tornado watch, and a crocodile comes flying through your front window. That would be
so serious.
I've seen a movie that has that exact plot.
If you say Sharknado, I'm gonna lose it.
No, not like with alligators.
Oh, but it's a real thing. It's real. It really happened.
It's called like a croc or something like this. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Well, if I was to pick a place, there's a lot of places to pick. I mean, anywhere in the world. That means any place, any region, any climate, anywhere with any risk and any reward.
Go to North Korea.
No. Huh? Honestly, if I'm going to pick someplace, I'd pick North Carolina.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Right, listen to me. Pick. North Carolina, it's got mountains. You know, it's right by the ocean. So you want to go to the beach, it's right there. Pretty similar-ish. I mean, I've been to North Carolina. It's kind of like Indiana in terms of terrain. So, a lot of country. There's, like I said, mountains. So, there's some places to explore. Everything's kind of close to itself. And a lot of history there. I mean, you know, it was one of the first couple of places in the U.S. that was made back in the early 1800s. A lot of history built up around that place.
There's history in Indiana, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of history in Indiana. But there's no beaches in Indiana.
There are no beaches. You can go up to Lake Michigan.
I mean, that's not a beach, though. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to go somewhere with water, I'm either going to a pool or I'm going somewhere with salt water. Mm. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm going on a cruise in December, so I'll be in Mexico.
I might be going to Dubai this fall break.
Dubai
is cool. Isn't Africa or another place? That's dope.
Isn't Dubai the place with the tallest building in the entire world?
I don't know. I don't think
I think so.
I can't remember what it's called, but from what I know, Dubai, pretty nice place. A lot of money in that place, though.
Like, so much.
So much cash. Shall we continue forward?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to get back on topic about candy.
Yeah.
I want to talk specifically about soda-type candy. Because right. There's a lot of candy out there, and I feel like we need to finally address something. So root beer candy, you get any like candy that's root beer, it tastes exactly like root beer. Right. It's nice, sweet, it's got that, you know, tanginess of it. You get an orange cream candy, it tastes like orange cream soda. But for some reason, any candy that you get that is cola flavored does not taste like cola.
I don't think it tastes like cola today, but it probably tastes like cola back in the day.
I mean,
back when it was first created.
Maybe.
But we don't know.
You eat any hard candy that is cola, it does not taste like cola. Now, gummy cola, those taste good. They actually taste like a soda. Tastes like you're drinking a cola. But hard candy cola doesn't.
I don't know what it is.
Speaking on soda, you guys say soda or pop?
Soda.
I use whatever in the world just for the funny. I like to alter between
soda
them all.
Soda pop. I say both.
Soda pop, Coke,
oh
cola.
My gosh, you guys are so old.
What do you say?
Pop. Pop. Be like, hey, bro, pass me a pop.
That sounds even older. I don't know what you're talking about.
Be like, hey, can you give me a soda, please? Like, no. You're like, hey, bro, pass me a pop, please. You know what I mean? That's really it.
That's the older definition of soda.
No.
I promise.
Soda is not the correct term for a carbonated soda. Drink.
Okay, what is it then?
Pop. Don't say pop.
Because it is.
Okay, why do you think it is pop then?
Because who just says, hey, pass me a soda? No. No.
That's what everybody says.
No. Everybody's saying it wrong.
I think you're in the wrong state. I think you're in the wrong state right now. You got to go to, like, Kentucky or something.
They say soda down there, too.
Do they actually?
Pretty sure.
Oh, you got to go to, like, New Alabama.
They say any state south say soda.
I thought it was pop.
I thought it was Coke.
Oh, what? Most people say Coke, yeah. Coke.
A lot of people just call it Coke.
Even if it's Pepsi, they just say, hey, can I have a Coke?
Yeah. Then they say, is Pepsi okay? And then begins that argument between Pepsi versus
Coke.
Coke. So.
Gosh, Pierman, he's just so old.
How am I old?
He's the same age as me.
I am 17 years old. How old could you be?
You're 16. I'm 16, but you act like you're 57.
How do
with back surgery in your early 40s, bro? with 14 grandchildren.
What? You think I am that ancient of a human being?
Yes, bro.
Okay, how old? Okay, to put into context, do you know what a VHS is?
Bro, isn't that for like music or movies, something like that?
I feel like I'm getting older by the second, Pyramid.
I'm listening to this man, and
I watched Little Mermaid on the VHS.
Dude,
on
what
VHS.
Is a VHS? It's for movies.
I saw Hercules on the VHS. It is for movies.
Okay.
You know those little, like, square things with, like, the circles in them?
Yeah.
No!
So, imagine...
The black squares.
Black square.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. You remember it, right, Rock? You remember watching VHS as a kid? We were born in the same year, Jason.
How do you not
know what this is?
Because I had a DVD player.
Everyone's had a DVD player. See, that's normal. We've grown up in the age of DVDs.
This thing, bro. Do you not know what it's been like? Oh. That's a VHS tape.
Oh, I've seen that before.
For anybody who does not know what a VHS tape is, man, this is going to make me sound old. It's like a cassette tape. If you know what a cassette tape
they
is,
don't, they, if
but
they
it's
don't
bigger
know
and for movies.
Yeah, they're not going to know what a cassette tape is if they don't know what he doesn't know what a cassette tape is. It's a smaller version of what you just saw.
Okay, you guys know what a pager is?
Yes.
Pager? Yeah.
Grandpa Pyramid.
Grandpa Pyramid.
You better call me Grandpa Brody then, because I know that I've seen it.
Hey, if you guys, what are we listening on?
We are listening on
90.9.
We are listening on.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong about that, but it's WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. That is the official title of the station. Yeah, you do know that, right?
Illegal.
Of course.
I didn't see the paper. I was looking at the whiteboard.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, Brody.
The home of your station for variety.
It is Indies Gen 90.9, your station for variety. You are correct on that. You are correct.
Thank you, Pyramid.
I don't remember where the clapping sound effect is. I'm not going to look for it, but...
Yeah.
So, I got another thing I kind of want to talk about today. And we're going back to things that are food-related. But more specifically, an interaction I think everybody in high school has had. Why is it that there's always that one foam football that has a bite taken out of it?
Oh, because over time, you get stepped on, touchdowned on, spin on.
I have one in my car.
No. I'm not talking about the ones that, you know, obviously get damaged. I'm talking about the ones that have bite marks in it. Like, someone took a chomp out of it.
It'd always be that one weird kid who just does it for no reason.
I mean,
just chews down on it.
Would it taste good to take a bite out of a foam football?
No.
No.
Exactly. Then why do people take bites out of it?
I don't know.
Because they're weird. I had this one dude in my sixth grade class lick the bottom of my shoe.
What?
Did he get, was it like a dare, or did he, like, get money for it?
It was like a little dare, bro. Like, bro, come on, bro.
No self-control.
That's nasty. Yeah.
You guys ever made a magic potion in the Rock, milk carton? Where everyone at the lunch table just kind of mixes stuff into the milk carton for the heck of it. Have you ever drank that?
Rock, if you get on this mic and say you've taken a bite out of that foam ball, I'm going to smack you.
I'm just saying, imagine the trash talk you could, like, spit out of your mouth if you catch it with your mouth and just, like, rip out a piece of it.
Okay, now that...
Like, imagine just
that's
going...
sick.
Imagine mossing someone with your mouth. Like, you're so good, you don't even need to use your hands to moss them. Like, that'd be crazy. Like, okay. The amount of trash talk I'd be hitting them with in football.
Yeah, but that is such a disgusting way to, like, show up to
somebody. If you catch a ball with your mouth... I'm like, no, I will never talk to you again.
If you catch a football, a foam football in your mouth, number one, that's cool, but gross.
Can't play with that football again.
Yeah, you can't play with it. You're going to have to wash your mouth out with soap. It's going to be nasty because it's been on the ground, been in the air, been in other people's hands, it's been stepped on. That's disgusting. But if you're going to sit there and tell me that the best way to show up to somebody after catching a football in your mouth is to rip it open... And just
like, why
chew
would you
on a piece
tear
of football?
It? I don't understand that why you would tear it.
That is a disgusting idea. You're a disgusting man, Rock. I'm no longer going to talk to you. Keep quiet.
So going back to last week, guys, right?
Okay. Yep.
When do you guys remember when y'all made fun of me for not having my license?
Did you get your
permit or license?
Remember how you guys made fun of me because I
didn't have
my license?
Please tell me you got your license. I'll actually be so happy if you got your license.
I got my license, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, he can drive.
Let me see it, bro. Hey, he smiled too. I didn't smile at mine. Did you smile on yours? Look, he smiled on his. Look, silly cheesy smile.
You did get to smile. They wouldn't let me smile.
They
on
wouldn't
mine.
Let me smile either.
That is an upset. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That I don't understand about.
I think you can smile. I just don't think you can show teeth.
Yep. We're gonna actually move on to that subject. Why is it that most times for driver's license, they make you take off your glasses they move your hair, they give you like a complete makeover to show your entire forehead and tell you don't smile. Do not look into the camera.
Well, first of all, guys, I do not have my license. This clearly says learner's permit.
Wait, I didn't read it.
You didn't read it. We didn't read it. Ladies and gentlemen.
We trust you. You betrayed our trust.
Bro, I don't get my license until December 17th. You betrayed
our trust. Lied to and made fun of.
Lied to.
For everything. I cannot believe I trusted
I trust,
you, Jason.
Like, if you say something like that, I was actually so happy for you. I was like,
hey,
nice.
W-Vance.
I was so happy for you. I was like, let's go.
I was going to congratulate you.
You can drive yourself
you
to McDonald's now.
I was going to throw you a party and everything.
December 17th coming around. I'm so happy.
December
17th? Yeah, that's when I get my license.
That's when you get your license? Congratulations.
That's a long time.
That's a while away,
okay,
but
okay, no, it's not. It's only 4 months.
Okay, four
but,
months. I mean, that's still...
100 and something days.
Yeah, 120 days. It's quite a while. Just got to say. But, hey, you know, regardless, congratulations on getting there, man.
Appreciate it. You're going to have it soon.
I know.
School will fly by, honestly. School's flying by right now.
Yeah, we're already in week three.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
For school.
Week
like, that is
crazy.
Absolutely insane that we're already moving so fast. Like, everything's just kind of picked up
my
and went.
My first quiz the other day.
I had a test yesterday.
I was like, what?
I'm going to have
a quiz.
I'm going to have a quiz coming up this Friday.
I didn't have a quiz. I had a straight test.
You had a test?
For what?
Like, over notes?
No, look. My math teacher, right? She took the review paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't review my review. I had to go to my notes and actually study my notes.
Ah, that's how they get you. They make you look over the notes and not the review paper. Which, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just a little frustrating because the review, it's shorter. It sums it up. All the notes up. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Can't really change that.
So you know what I did?
You looked over the notes?
I took a picture of my review paper.
That is clever. That's a clever idea.
Did you print it out?
No, I just like, when I went to go study, right, I just went through my camera roll and just zoomed in and like analyzed how I did it.
Yep, that's smart. Not a bad strategy.
We do all of ours on computer, so we have like no notes.
You guys don't have handwritten notes?
We do packets.
You don't But you don't write them?
No.
Yeah? You don't?
What? Do like packets of notes.
But, okay, but that's still writing, though.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah, but kind it's like, of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You still write notes?
Oh, I thought you were talking about straight handwritten notes.
I mean, there is, well, do you do that for like English still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically my English class is very weird, I guess, to people, is where we read a short article and it's like a 20 to 30 question quiz the next day. 20 to 30.
Okay.
It's like every 2 days, every 3 days we get an article. We have to write down the notes in the one period. We take the notes home. If we do good on the note, if we take the notes, we get to use them on the test every time.
And it's a lot
of points. So basically what my teacher's trying to do is my teacher was trying to develop our note-taking abilities because every high schooler's note-taking ability is horrible.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say horrible.
We're bad at note-taking. Well, none of us are good at it.
No one is perfect at notes, man.
No.
Not a single human being. Yeah, like, even I struggle with notes sometimes.
Sometimes you put too much down and you're like, I have to like skim through like 3 pages of notes.
Either you overcomplicate it and you put so much down.
Or you underwrite.
You think, oh, this will be easy. I'll memorize this on the test. And then you look back at the notes and it just says, you know what you're doing. And you all of a sudden go, huh.
No, I don't.
Past me did not know what he was saying. He is a goober.
So what he did is he calls it like key terms, which is like you write down one thing and for me it usually reminds me of the whole sentence. So like say I'm like talking about Einstein's brain where it got stolen and I just put doctor his name and it reminds me of that whole sentence.
Ah, so like
it's like key terms.
Key points to make you remember a whole set. That is very clever. That's another thing is teacher strategies to get us to remember things is pretty weird.
Like some of them are very different, yeah.
Like, now looking back on it, there's a lot of stuff that just kind of...
didn't work.
That just resonates. Like, for starters, I had a teacher in math class where... Not math class. It was in geometry where we were learning about... It was about angles, and he would always put his hands together with his pinkies up, thumbs out, and it would be linear pair. This is how I still remember it. Hmm. Now, do I remember linear pairs entirely? No, because I'm not in geometry anymore. I'm in a different class.
Geometry was hard.
Geometry was easy. Geometry was okay.
Math is easy.
I did pretty nice with it. I liked geometry. Of course, there were times where I was frustrated, but that's the way with every class.
I was so mad yesterday. I was like, "What? I missed a 50-50 question to get to ace my test, and I missed it.
Just redo it.
I can't redo the test.
A 50-50, like a true or false?
No, like a, so it was a linear. It was like, is this a linear line? And I was like, well.
Yes or no.
Yeah. It was like linear, non-linear. And so, basically, it wasn't, like, a wavy line. It had, like, one dip. It went.
Okay. So, kind of like a reverse sine.
No, it's a straight line, and then it goes, like, one block over on the graph, and then it keeps going.
Oh.
Okay. And I was like, it's linear, and it wasn't. Because it has to be a straight line.
Yeah, that's, think of it linear like this.
Line.
Straight line.
Yeah.
And it moved. See, you missed one of the easiest questions.
And I've got all the hardest questions right.
That's embarrassing. You got the easiest question
on the test.
On a test.
Wait, Pyramid, why are you talking?
What do you mean, why am I talking?
Don't you use Chat GPT?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Mm-mm.
Why you say so fast, then?
Why do I say what so fast?
Why'd you answer the question so fast? That's what cheaters do.
Which question?
Ah, now you're trying to play. You're not getting me.
Not, I have you no idea what okay. you were talking about. You are losing it, my friend.
No. I'm not. I got it in my hands.
You got
I
what,
used ChatGPT once, huh? And I got caught instantly because
how?
I didn't dumb it down at all.
See,
I
that
just submitted
is,
it.
This is why you don't cheat in general.
I haven't done it since.
Do not cheat. Public service announcement. Do not cheat on your tests. You will get caught.
No, not necessarily. Not at
all. Yes.
No,
yeah.
Jason.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you will. Have you cheated on a test?
Yes.
Jason.
you want me to lie?
I mean, no.
No.
I mean, it'd be better not to lie about the things you've done, but
I cheated in chemistry.
In chemistry?
Yesterday?
No, like last year.
Oh, last year.
Yikes, man.
Chemistry's all hard, though.
Chemistry was hard. I didn't understand it.
Chemistry was a weird
Was it
class.
AP chemistry? Or is it regular?
Oh, it was regular.
Oh, that's regular. Hard.
Oh, dude.
I take ICP, which is integrated chemistry and physics.
Why you would take
that,
ICP?
Oh, dude, I had friends it's in that easy. Class. They did not share the same opinion as you, my friend.
Why? You guys think I'm a nerd?
A little bit. I mean, you just said that advanced chemistry was easy.
I said ICP.
ICP, like it's like
integrated chemistry. Chemistry and physics.
Oh, never mind. I took that freshman year. That was okay.
It was easy.
That was okay.
I took biology freshman year.
I took ag my eighth grade year.
I took biology
What's
eighth
that?
Grade year.
Agriculture?
Oh, so you're making
agricultural science.
So you were planting like corn and beans, mm-hmm. weren't you?
Mm. That's fun.
What was your favorite thing to plant?
I got to plant a sunflower and watch it grow all year. That was pretty fun.
Sick.
Right now, in my earth science class, I'm planting a plant.
You're planting a plant? What plant?
It's green.
It's green? Okay. Most tend to be, Jason.
Green.
A majority of the plants usually are green. Sometimes they turn pink or red. Some of them even blue. But what kind of plant is it?
I don't know. It's just green.
Just a green,
green plant.
Like, it's just green.
Is it a weed?
No, it grows.
It's not.
So do weeds.
You don't. That's not something you'd want to plant. You don't want to plant a pest in an agriculture class. You want to prevent
that. Is it
that.
In a pot?
It's in a plastic cup.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, yeah. You probably planted like a bean or something like that. They're
I
usually
don't know,
the easiest to plant.
But I water it every day, though.
Has it grown much?
Yes, it sprouted.
It sprouted.
We'll see what it is as time goes on. We'll do a weekly update on what it looks like every week.
Every week, you got to bring the plant in, and we got to analyze it. Understood?
Analyze?
Yeah.
Analyze.
Like, look over it.
Like look over it.
Look over it, review it. We'll call it, like, Jason's Plant Review. You like that idea?
Are they okay?
Llama bells. Ding, 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 ding.
Dude, you are.
And on that note, I think.
We're going to have to head out of here.
I think we're going to have to end it right there.
Yeah.
Remember,
oh my
Jason
gosh.
Is great. Pyramid is great. Kanye West. Oh, never mind. That's Brody West. Sorry. Ah. All right, guys. I need to leave.
Yeah, you need a nap, bro.
I do need a nap.
You need to take a rest. Take a moment.
You're like already loopy off of no sleep. I can tell.
You are halfway through the week. We need to take a break. A moment.
It is Wednesday.
And just overall enjoy this week as a whole. So, my question to you guys is, how are you going to spend this week? Are you going to spend it being productive?
Of course. I'm going to spend it being blessed.
Blessed with what?
Blessed.
Just blessed.
Just blessed?
We're blessed to be in this position, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're all lucky fellows that got into this spot.
I'm going to church this Sunday.
Congratulations, man. Now, shall we end it?
Of course.
We shall.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Be sure to be here for Friday at 7:30 a.m. for School Talk. Football Ben Davis at Cincinnati Moeller, Friday, August 18th, 7 p.m. And that's it for the news today. We'll see you all
day,
later.
Guys.
Have a great day.